Thank you. I want to address you today about cover crop termination with a front-mounted roller in no-till organic corn production. As you know, agriculture worldwide is faced on the one hand by increasing demand in food production, and on the other hand, we have decreasing soil fertility. Also, soil degradation, compaction, and erosion is an increasing concern. Conservation agriculture is, or tillage, is one of the agricultural systems that address some of these issues. In this system, you need at least 30% residue cover at all times or during planting, and some of the practices they use is no-till and cover crop, especially during the winter. The benefits, there's numerous benefits environmentally and agriculturally. These include increasing carbon sequestration, you get less erosion, and also you can have cuts in labor use and fossil fuel use. However, there's concern about the high reliance on herbicides and also other pesticides and fertilizers. Another agricultural system that addresses this last concern is organic farming. Cover crops can be used in organic farming and are often killed by frost or by mechanical methods. Mechanical methods that does not involve tillage includes mowing, undercutting, and rolling. The benefit of rolling is the prolonged degradation of the cover crops. As you've seen in the previous presentation here, those were also rolled and they just lie on the surface, slowly degrading. In this study, we looked at a front-mounted cover crop roller that is commercially available. On this picture, you can see the chevron pattern of the blades on the roller. This allows the crimping without a pulling effect that you get with some corkscrew rollers or vibrating effect you get with some straight bar rollers. Also, front mounting allows for simultaneous no-till planting, and also you get prevent the problem that you sometimes have with rear-mounted rollers where the tractor tires press down the cover crops and prevent them from being crimped. The objectives in this study was to determine the effect of the speed of operation, down pressure applied, and number of passes done with this front-mounted cover crop roller in terminating cover crops in no-till organic corn production. Our null hypothesis was that all these treatments will be equally effective in terminating the cover crop. The study was conducted at the University of Tennessee's Organic Crop Unit in East Tennessee, and the soil was classified as Rowy Dewy Silt Loam. The experimental design is randomized complete block, and the treatments were ordered in a complete factorial design. These treatments were two speeds, it's 1 and 2.5 miles per hour, two pressures, either with or without down pressure applied on the roller, and one, two, or three passes. We used oats and crimson clover in a biculture, and this was seeded in October 2007 after seedbed preparation by disking. When the cover crops were at a mature stage, oats was milky stage and crimson clover ready for seed harvest, we rolled them in May 2008 according to the different treatments. The front-mounted roller can be seen in action there, and for the passes, we did it the first day, a day later, and the third pass only a week later, allowing for cover mortality in between. No-till planting of the corn was done 3 days after the third pass in the same direction then rolled and at 55,000 plants per hectare. We did not apply any herbicides or pesticides, and in September 2008, we harvested by combine. Here is the no-till planter going through the different plots, and you can see different rates of mortality in the plots. We did have some seed-to-soil contact problems in some of the higher residue areas, which could have led to the lower emergence. Our measurements, we did soil sampling in June to determine fertility variation across the field. Cover crop mortality was determined by how green the cover crops were after rolled, which we did by chlorophyll index and digital image analysis. Weed densities were determined in June and July, and corn population after emergence and before harvest. The yields were also recorded. The chlorophyll was measured along a transect by a chlorophyll meter, and digital photos were analyzed by software for the percent green. Data was analyzed by ANOVA, and means were separated by Fisher's least significant difference using SAS 2008 software. Phosphorus in the soil was low, potassium medium to high, calcium and magnesium was sufficient, and pH about 6, 1.9% organic matter. And generally, the fertility increased down the slope, which validates the blocking in that direction. Here is the results of the treatments. You can see that there was no interactive effects, but that we did had main effects. On weeds, final population and yield, there were hardly any effects though. The non-significant effects can be partly explained by overall low weed densities, low yield, and low final population, mainly because we didn't apply any nitrogen, although we're not sure of all the effects for low emergence. These are the non-significant effects of the number of passes, the pressure applied, and the speed of operation on the weeds, final population, and yield. The significant effects of the number of passes showed up in both measurements of crop mortality, cover crop mortality, as well as corn emergence, with one pass giving less germination and less emergence. Koneke et al. And others did cover crop rolling studies, and they only did one pass. Koneke found similar percent kill than we did, and after 3 weeks, the natural plant senescence allows for no-till planting, according to his measurements. Here you can see the clear difference between one and two passes for all these measurements, although triple pass only showed up in the chlorophyll. Pressure applied also showed only in chlorophyll index, and more pressure allowed greater kill of the cover crop, according to this. Raper et al. Also did this with a different roller and found that pressure differences are soil dependent and disappear with time. Here is the difference in chlorophyll, but not in digital or emergence. Speed of operation did not show differences in cover crop mortality, but in emergence, which could have been a result of that. Koneke et al. Also did the speed differences, but found them to disappear with senescence. Here is the difference in emergence of about 4,000 plants per hectare. Other observations was that we had a thick cover crop all through the season. These photos were taken at harvest. You could also see the higher weed pressure in the alleys that were mowed, and it's remarkable that we had any yield without any applications. In the surrounding fields, we did see higher, or we did observe erosion with rainfall events, but not in this field. So in conclusion, there are effects of these different passes, pressure, and speed, but they may disappear with natural and accelerated plant senescence after crimping was done by any of these methods. And by the most significant effects, we recommend two passes done at a higher speed without pressure. In fact, there's a method that you can release the hydraulics on the system, and the cover crop roller follows the contour of the field, and we recommend this in future studies on this roller. Also, it would be good to have nutrients being non-limiting so that you can determine effects on plant growth and yield. And to have a control that is mowed or one that is tilled so that percent cover, erosion, and weed control benefits of this no-till cover can be determined. Also, more research can be done on the time of day that rolling is conducted, balancing rolling dates to optimize planting dates, and slow release of this cover on the soil that may benefit your corn production. Thank you. Any questions? Yes.
Did you see any reseeding of your clover cover crop?
Yes, we did. We saw both of the oats and the crimson, especially of oats, but they matured when they were very small and we didn't think they really gave competition. Not this season, the next season. The question was whether we measured nitrogen in the biomass of the cover crop. We did not in this study. The next year we did a study, but it was a nutrient study, so there may have been different effects. Yeah. Sorry, okay, here.
What digital image analysis technique did you use?
It's a technique that has been used by wheat scientists to determine the keel of the weeds. I don't know too much about it, I'm sorry.
So Maryland farmers using this system are having difficulty making a decision whether there's enough biomass that's planted down or not. Whether they're using rye or other crops, but they're seeing there's a threshold with sufficient biomass to control weeds, and if it's too thin, they actually have to decide to plow. Did you feel like you were above those thresholds?
I think we were above the threshold. I think they had high rates at planting this, the cover crop. We actually could have the opposite problem where the thick residue, it's difficult to plant deep enough in it, and that may be where your effects come in with these different methods, is pressing down the cover enough to plant deep enough. No, I'm sorry, not that season. One question. You can fill the roller or not. It depends on your system. We didn't measure that. The idea is that you only do one pass, hopefully you can only do one pass instead of having to go through multiple times to till and to plant and all these different things. I do not know that specifically, though. Thank you.
I can comment on that. I'm at the lab at Carnegie. We do some roller work, and he found very little difference with the roller weight. It doesn't really affect the fact.
Thank you.
We still have time for a couple more questions.
Yes. We just measured initial to see if there was differences that could have affected, outside influences that could have affected our yield. This study we didn't go into the nutrition.
One last question.
What kind of corn yield would you have expected?
We didn't apply nitrogen. If we could have applied nitrogen, we would have expected 100 to 225 bushels. This year, we went up to 88 with nutrients.
Thank you.
Thank you.